Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Right now, our sports director at Odyssey, Jeff Hathorn, is joining us on the Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. And Jeff brought to us by Gutter Helmet. Save 50% on installation of Gutter Helmet during their fall sale this month only, 8885-HELMET. Good morning to you, Jeff. And first question, you sat next to Nicholas Harry Callis in the press box on Saturday. Did he handle himself as a professional, or did you have to settle him down a little bit?
He did great. He did great. There was a time or two where, you know, he kind of started to clap and then stopped it. But I thought he had a good time. He handled himself really well, and I think he learned a lot from the experience. At least I hope he kind of learned a little bit from it.
Well, he was never like a big college football or Pitt fan, and I think one of the reasons that makes this rivalry what it is like I think that was his origin story on Saturday. Like, he's really going to be a big Pitt guy moving forward, and that's why he just simply got to play this thing every year, Jeff.
Adam, you had a chance. You had a chance to grab him, but you couldn't. I think he got bit by the Pitt bug, and you know, he even went down to the post game press conference, took all of that in. Yeah, it was. I was glad to be able to share that with him.
Oh, that's nice.
It was.
That really is nice.
He's like, "Dork, you saved my notes for me from the press conference." I was like, "Yeah, I got you, Kels. Yeah, I'll save your notes for you." Jeff, how about the Steelers? Are they a good team or not? Do we know?
Not yet, we don't. I mean, they're 2-0. They found a way to win. That's important. That's obviously a sign of something, especially defensively. I think defensively we know this is a playoff team. It's a playoff defense, maybe even more. Offensively, there's still some things to work out. I mean, they've won two games on the road. The opponents haven't played the two toughest teams in the league. Although, I mean, look at Atlanta. They went up to Philly and won a game last night.
Not an easy place to play. That place was juiced because it was their first home game, and Kirk Cousins was clutch. That's how we started the show today, Jeff, with the comments from Arthur Smith last week saying, let's stay away from Jesse Bates. He can wreck a game. And then what does Jesse Bates do? 12 tackles, 1.5 TFLs, an interception. He wrecked the game. And initially, I thought, okay, they're not throwing it in the middle of the field. My God, it looks like last year. Then they play Denver. They get that 10-0 lead. Then they kind of sit on that thing. Do you think, Jeff, that this is a game plan specific deal for the Steelers? Or do you think this is just who they are under Mike Tomlin? Or do we still need to see a little bit more?
I mean, I think it's a little of both, but I mean, I don't think they have the personnel where they're going to line up four wide and start gunning it. I mean, there might be times where they're trailing in a game where they've got to really let loose. But I think primarily this is what their offense is. Again, with exceptions, depending on what the defense is giving them. But you're going to see a lot more tight end. We saw 14 personnel. I mean, you're going to see things like that that are more unique to what Arthur Smith does. And I also think not only unique to Arthur Smith or part of what he normally puts in a game plan, I think it speaks to the personnel they have. It's not like they've got two, three, four receivers that are sitting there like, hey, we're talent. Why aren't we out on the field? He's using what he has best. And right now what that is, you know, trying to establish that run game, let Justin Fields make a couple of plays, give him a couple of shots downfield. But other than that, and especially in that second half, as you pointed out, Adam, you did see them just kind of, they were milking that clock in the second half.
Jeff, are we embarking on a situation where we may not see Broderick Jones for the rest of the season unless there's an injury?
No. Immediate future, I think, is in doubt. I think he's going to have to work his way back into the starting lineup. It's interesting. Man, of all the scenarios in camp, who would have thought of the one where Broderick Jones is the swing tackle?
Right.
And that's where it is right now. Now, that could change quickly. But I think this is, I mean, here's Broderick's chance to go in and like, hey, you know what? I got to get better. I got to do whatever it is technically that is missing. I know you guys are having Trey on at 8. Now I can't wait to hear that because he knows that so well. I'll say this about Broderick. One thing I've noticed, and you noticed in that Houston game where he even admitted like, man, I wasn't emotionally set where I needed to be. And the moving left or right, you know, we asked him about it every time. He's like, I don't know where I'm playing. Mm-hmm. I don't know what side I'm on. I wonder if his mind is like, I want to be at left and playing right doesn't have his full attention. I'm not exactly sure, but there just seems to be a little bit of a disconnect for him right now.
I want to play the Broderick Jones clip that when he talked after the game, Jeff, because I heard it one way initially. I'm thinking he might have meant something else, and I wonder where you guys come down on this.
Not really, you know, because I, you know, if I'm not starting, I really don't feel like, you know, I should be playing. You know?
So, Jeff, did you take that, and Doran, I want your thoughts on this too. Did you take that as he was making excuses for the penalties, or did you take that as Broderick feels like if you don't deserve to start, you don't deserve to play?
I take that as I didn't earn the starting job. If I don't earn the starting job, don't put me in. Not any excuse, not I dislike anybody. It's like, man, if I don't earn it, I don't earn it. That's how I took it.
Yeah, I take it as like, it's like, all right, like I'm not going to go in there half-assed. Like I don't want to go in there part-time. Like I'm either full-time or I'm on the bench. So I think he was erring on being like, listen, I didn't earn the spot, so somebody else should be there, and I shouldn't even get any reps.
Yeah, I watched the whole thing yesterday because before the show, I took that at, before yesterday's show, I took that as, man, that's such a bad look. You have three penalties, and now you're going to say you don't like the rotation. But within the whole context, I thought he was kind of saying, like, hey, look, if I'm not good enough to start, then don't start me kind of thing. Jeff, yeah, go ahead.
And guys, so you know, I mean, in practice, like Broderick, even when Troy has come in or if he's – like he's always had a good attitude. Like they're always talking. They're always working. So there's never any sense of, like, his head is slumped or he's not getting along with the guys. I mean, I think that needs to be pointed out here. Like his attitude has seemed good this entire time.
Jeff, were you on that human being's front porch talking to Sidney Crosby yesterday?
I thought so.
Cause you did tweet it out. I was just making sure. Cause I saw it on the station account. First of all, that was so purely like, this is the way it needed to be for Sid, right? Like, contract gets announced, it's $8.7 million a season again, and then he has basically the press conference on a fan's porch when he's delivering tickets. I mean, Jeff, he's the perfect athlete. Like, I don't know if there's a question there. He's the perfect athlete.
It's interesting. Heather Rogers, who's the owner of the house, and she was saying, I can't believe Sidney Crosby was just on my porch after announcing a contract extension. Like, this is the wildest thing. But yeah, that, you know, they do that thing every year where they give gifts to season ticket holders that have been with them for however many years. I don't know how they determine it, but yeah, I mean, Sid was just sitting here. Here's the thing. We were waiting to talk to him because for about 10 minutes, he was hanging out with their family, talking to the kids, getting to know them a little bit, what they like about hockey. What was funny is the youngest, the 4-year-old, he's like, would you like me to sign your jersey? And kid's like, no. He's like, I don't want to get my jersey dirty. And the mom's like, no, you want him to sign this. So he kind of like does one of those shoulder things and turns around and Sid signs it on the back. But it was just such a kid thing. It was hysterical.
Oh, man. I'm so happy he's going to be here for the next 3 years. You really can't have a better role model in professional sports.
No, and a couple of quick notes from that. I mean, he says he's getting assurances that they're going to win. He believes it. He believes they're trying to win now, and he doesn't know how long he's going to play. Like, he didn't say this is going to be a last contract. He said however long, you know, that he's enjoying the game and that he's playing at a high level, he wants to keep playing.
Jeff, awesome stuff, man. That had to be so cool. Like, being there, like, you could have got called into the press conference room. You could have said they could have passed the microphone around. That it just strikes the perfect chord to me. It just does.
Well done by the Penguins. Good timing.
Jeff, awesome stuff, man. Thank you for joining us. We will talk to you on Thursday.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Jeff.
Take it easy. Jeff Hathorn. It's so cool.
That is cool.
Like, you don't, like, we.
Listen. Wait, what did they like tell the media, like, hey, this is the address you guys need to be at if you want to talk to Crosby? Or like, well, how did that go down?
I think what they always do is, hey, today's the ticket day. Like, if you want to come cover this with the local news, come. And I think a lot of people showed up knowing that, hey, it was going to be Sid and he'd be talking, or you could at least see if he'd talk. And then you find out he's signing the contract and it just works out nice.
That's awesome for that family.
Oh, my, what a story.
Unbelievable.
What a story. Not a lot. You play professional sports at a high level. You play college sports at a high level. I've been doing this for a fair amount of time. There are still certain things that'll give you like the goosebumps.
Yeah.
That one gives me the goosebumps, man. It's so cool. I want to talk a little bit more about Sid when we come back, but also what Jeff had to say about Broderick Jones. He doesn't think it's just going to be an injury that gets Broderick into the lineup. So what might that look like? We'll tackle that when we come back, pun intended. You could tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. You could text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned, and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Allo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
A very good question by you, Doran Dickerson, to Jeff Hathorn in the last segment. Was Sunday the last we would see of Broderick Jones unless there was an injury to Troy Faltanu or Dan Moore Jr.? And Jeff said no. And he was quick to say no. I would have leaned more towards where I think maybe you were going with the question. Like, I don't think he's going to start this weekend, and I don't think they're going to rotate him in this weekend. So then you wonder when. Like, do they just need to see Dan Moore Jr. have a bad game? Because he's been really good through two games.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've been really good through two games and you were given the starting job, and he earned it the last couple of weeks, is one bad game enough for them to put Broderick Jones in the lineup at left tackle? I don't think it would be.
I don't think it would be either.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe when Sam Molo comes back, because you know that you're secure maybe inside. I don't know.
Oh, that's a good thought.
If he has a bad game, say, like this week, and then Sam Molo comes back, what, in 2 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. Maybe then. But other than that, I don't know. I don't see it happening unless there's an injury.
I hadn't thought of it from that standpoint. That is a really good point. That, hey, you don't want Broderick Jones to start his first game at left tackle next to a guy who's
Spencer Henderson.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Who started two games. Math in his NFL career next to a rookie. You'd have one veteran on the line, and maybe you just want to wait for Sam Molo. I had not thought of it like that. I think maybe it's both bad game from Dan
Moore Jr.
I watched the final drive of the Backyard Brawl during the break. It popped up on my Facebook.
Oh, did it?
And I think I'm rattled because of that, yeah.
What happened?
You know what happened.
I can't remember. I got hit in the head a lot.
One thing I didn't catch on the broadcast is right after the eventual game-scoring touchdown, they flash to the pit crowd, and there is a young woman jumping up and down, and she was trying like hell to make sure her breasts did not pop out.
Of course you would. See that.
Well, I think
of course that's what you would take from it. That's why you're rattled. It's not because of the jumped up down, you're rattled because of the jiggling.
Well, don't you think that they cut to her specifically for that reason?
I honestly, that's funny you say that because I think of that like in game. Whenever they flash on the Jumbotron, I'm like, they're doing that on purpose.
They know
right?
what they're doing.
Across all sports, right?
Yes.
Whenever they do that, they're doing that on purpose. Because they stay on them longer usually than anybody else.
Yes, they do. And I think it's never more clear than in like the international soccer tournaments.
Oh, yeah.
Like when they got the World Cup going on, they're like, all right. Jimmy, what? All right, listen. They're going to take care of the action on the field. Jimmy, just canvas the scene for the nice Brazilians. Just go ahead for that. Okay? You go start searching around. So maybe that is why I'm rattled. I do think that you're on to something here. Get Sam Molo back, and then if, and maybe if/when, Dan Moore Jr. reverts to previous form, maybe you need to see that twice, and then that's when you go with Broderick Jones at left tackle. I did hear the quote different from after the game yesterday when I played it. Like I wanted to get the full context. I wanted to see Broderick's demeanor. And Broderick, by all accounts, a very nice man, wants to come to work, yada, yada, yada. And I think he was saying, if I'm not good enough to start, don't play me.
Mm-hmm.
Like I feel like he was basically saying, like, I'm not good right now if you're not going to play me, so don't just throw me a bone.
Right.
Because maybe I don't deserve it.
Yeah.
I also think it's really Bush League, and I think Chris Hoke's good at what he does. I think it's incredibly Bush League that he called out Broderick Jones' work ethic during training camp. Why do we always go straight to work ethic when a guy's not playing well, when maybe he's also just hurt? Like, I'm not going to be able to refute what Chris Hoke is saying, But that's the first place we jump. I didn't see a guy who wasn't trying on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a guy who didn't play well. And I think those are two different things.
And I've never really heard of that from Broderick.
Me neither. You heard it about Kevin Dotson a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I think you got some of that with Chuks Okorafor. I don't think that that's been an issue with Broderick Jones. It wasn't an issue coming out of the draft. It's nothing I've heard whispers of. I think that that's unfair. Unless you're seeing it on tape, in-game, in-stadium, regular season, then I don't think that's a fair place to go.
And also with Broderick's comments about, like, if I'm not starting, like, don't play me. That's a very, very odd situation, and that's a very tough position to not have rhythm. Like, I would it's hard enough having to go in there and, like, say, sparingly play tight end, or sparingly play receiver, and then try to get in a rhythm, and then you're taken out, and then you're not in the next series, and you're in the following series, and then you got to find the rhythm again. Like, that's hard enough. I couldn't imagine having to do that with tackle, having to work with other people, having to work with the quarterback, having to know the protections, having to do, and then I'm out the next series. Like, that is a very tough position to not have a rhythm in. So I think that he was saying that too. Like, it's never going to work. Like, yeah. I need to get in a rhythm. Like, I need to play back-to-back series in order to figure out the game. Like, how am I supposed to figure out what I'm doing and who I'm going against and how to block them if I'm not in the next series whenever they're doing something different?
Yeah, that makes sense, too, because this offensive line, without the juggling of right tackle, has three new pieces.
Yeah.
And you need to meld. How can you expect to grow if, okay, first quarter, great job, Troy, get your ass on the bench, take a breather. All right, Broderick, your shot. And not only the rhythm thing, which I think is the biggest deal, in addition to confidence, things of that nature, you started to drive at your own one-yard line.
Mm-hmm.
Not exactly a position to succeed. Hey, Troy's been playing okay. Broderick, you're in. By the by, we have to run a quarterback sneak on the first play because we're in the shadow of our own goal line.
Mm-hmm.
This is a really difficult situation.
Now, in Troy's point of view, like, you just want to get in there. So I could see where he doesn't have a problem with it, with going back and forth, because he's a rookie. He just wants to get his feet wet. You know, it's his first time. Like, it's like, okay, I just need reps. But Broderick's played a lot. Played a lot last year. Played at right tackle and knows that he has to get into a certain rhythm to figure that out. So whenever you are at that level of, you know, in your second year and above, like, it's especially at that position, like, it's hard to go in and out. Really hard.
You don't see it at the NFL level very much
hard.
At all. Yeah.
It's hard.
It's like the one position quarterback in that where you don't ever get a breather. Ever. It just doesn't happen. It's so stupid, the whole thing. And I get what you're saying about Faltano. He's probably just, hey, look, I'm in the NFL. I'm playing. This is great. But they are doing a disservice to him, too. How are you expected to develop that guy?
Right.
Like, what if Broderick played well and Troy played well? It'd be better than the current predicament? Kind of. But what? So
now you're just going to roll with that the whole season?
You're going to do it again? Like, right. Like, if it worked, it would still be dumb. All right. Take a little break from this. Let's kick Southside Jake's ass in some trivia.
Which he said he was going to kick ours yesterday.
He is talking mad trash.
He's probably going to pull out some ridiculous things, though.
I have confidence, man. When you and I have been here together doing it, we have wiped the floor with Southside Jake. And we're going to do that next in Are You Smarter Than a Plumber? All right, let's kick some ass, Doran. Southside Jake from Southside Plumbing and Heating joining us. And Southside Jake also depressed about West Virginia losing to Pitt. Or, I guess, Pitt beating West Virginia, the way most of our listeners feel about that. So, Jake, you're about to take another L. And we'll see if maybe I could be on the right side of one of these here this weekend. What do you got for us, buddy? Because we've been cleaning your clock when it's been the two of us.
I'm afraid that is not going to happen today, boys.
Let's go.
I came locked and loaded. Let's go.
Let's go.
All right. First one. Here we go. Defenseman for Detroit Red Wings, 1991 to 1997. Any guess?
I mean.
Yeah, I know. All right. Two-time Stanley Cup champion.
Yeah.
With the Detroit Red Wings, 1997 and 1998.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
NHL career ended 6 days after winning the 1997 Cup due to a limousine crash. The key here, boys, I told you, His career was 1991 to 1997, but somehow he won a Stanley Cup in 97 and 98.
I have no idea. You have a guess?
No.
Don't look at the text line.
I'm not. Never would. Chris
right,
Draper.
Click it down here. No. Vladimir Konstantinov. 6 days after winning the Stanley Cup, they were partying. They're in a limousine. The limousine crashed into a tree. He was ejected, and that was that. He was still alive, but he's unable to play hockey. But you know what? They got a special exemption after winning the cup in 1998 to have his name on the cup with the team.
I'm embarrassed by that one, but we move on. We got two chances here. We're going to do it like Pitt in comeback fashion.
All right. Two-time NBA All-Star from 1986 to 2006. Five-time NBA champion. Was once a member of the NWO in World Championship
Wrestling. Dennis Rodman.
World Championship Wrestling. I'm sorry.
Dennis Rodman.
Yes. You got it.
Bang. Bang. Let's go.
All the marbles. All the marbles. The rubber match.
All right. All right, baby. Let's go. Two-time NFL MVP. Two-time. Three-time Super Bowl MVP.
Kurt Warner.
Final answer?
Wait a second.
Wait.
Wait a second.
Let him finish.
Wait a second, because he only won one Super Bowl. Go on. Sorry.
All right. I'll repeat. Two-time NFL MVP.
False
three-time
start.
Three-time Super Bowl MVP. And quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Joe Montana.
You son of a gun, yeah.
You try to get me. You try to get us. Yeah. Yeah, Joe Montana. Joe Montana.
That was a gotcha guy moment. Yep. He was trying to play gotcha guy with the Kansas City thing.
He did.
Oh, he's a Kansas City quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I mean, Mahomes is a three-time Super Bowl MVP, and he also a two-time NFL MVP.
Man, I almost peed down my leg with Kurt Warner.
Did you know that it was Montana?
I did, but you were faster, yeah.
All right. You must mess this up.
Well, I'm really embarrassed by the Konstantinov one because that's one of those stories that sticks with you. And then I forgot the guy. But we still beat your ass.
I'm very embarrassed by getting beat. I thought I had you guys unlocked today.
Nope. Oh, so why don't you take your tail, put it between your legs, and we'll see you next Tuesday, big guy.
With that hat.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds very familiar for the weekend I had.
No doubt about it. All right, Jake. Awesome stuff, man. Thank you.
Great job.
Thanks, Jake.
It was a great job. Doran's MVP there. All right. That was Southside Jake from Southside Plumbing and Heating. One of my favorite segments now of the week with the Are You Smarter Than a Plumber segment. Coming up next, Kirk Cousins pulls it out his butt yesterday. And you know what? It's got me feeling a certain way about that Steelers defense. Trey Essex at 8. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. In 10 minutes, excited about this, Trey Essex going to join us. Two-time Steelers Super Bowl champion, offensive line expert. He's going to weigh in on this whole Broderick Jones situation. First, though, the Atlanta Falcons, plucky, Doran, the plucky Falcons go on the road to Philadelphia. Kirk Cousins throws a touchdown pass with 34 seconds to go, and then you know who seals the game with an interception? Jesse Bates.
Uh-huh.
As Arthur Smith referred to him last week as Jason Bourne. You don't want Jason Bourne to wreck the game. Well, Jason Bourne did wreck the game last night. He had 12 tackles, 7 solo tackles, a tackle for loss, 2 passes defended, and the game-sealing interception. The Steelers went into that game against Atlanta and said, yeah, we're not going to let Jesse Bates do that to us. And so they didn't throw the ball in the middle of the field. The Steelers also thoroughly dominated, which is considered to be one of the better offensive lines in the NFL, and Kirk Cousins. So against the Steelers, Kirk Cousins, 16-26, 155, a touchdown, 2 picks, sacked twice. Bijan Robinson, 18 carries for 68 yards. Falcons ran for just 89 on the Steelers. Last night, Cousins, 20 of 29, two touchdowns, no picks, 241, only sacked the one time. And the Falcons rushed for 152 yards. Why do I bring all this up? It's because I think the Steelers are the best defense in the NFL.
Yeah.
And I think that after the game on Sunday, a lot of people were saying on the social media, Dorn, Steelers beat two bad offensive football teams. Did they? I'm not so sure they did. I think they beat one bad offensive football team, and I think they did a great job against a team with a lot of weapons in Atlanta.
One bad offensive football team, but we crush Sean Payton, and rightfully so. But I mean, he can scheme things up, so it's not like they're going against a Nate Hackett head coach offensive mind. They're going against a guy that has won a Super Bowl before, that had Drew Brees, that can scheme things up. So it is a bad offense, but if you do know that you have a bad offense, you rely on scheme. So I'm sure that they took away some type of scheme that Sean Payton was trying to do, which shows that they can evolve and do different things as a defense. And, whenever you have Joey Porter Jr. on the outside and playing the way he is, and then, the weakest link right now is probably Patrick Queen, because he hasn't been showing up on a stat sheet, but he has been doing his job. But if he's the weakest link, then I think that you have a pretty good defense, and he's not even a weak link.
I was going to ask that. So we know, like, offensive linemen, you don't notice anything. Holder, you don't notice anything. Hey, they're probably playing okay. Cornerback, in some instances, as we talked about earlier with Joey Porter Jr., you're not noticing him do stupid stuff. Generally means you're playing pretty well. Is that the same, you think, with inside linebackers?
Not all the time. Not all the time, but I think in this case, there's so many other guys that can make plays that are probably in better position to make plays that if he doesn't show up, and that doesn't mean he's not doing a good job. You got to watch the full game. Like, is he getting sucked up in blocks? Is he out of position? No, he's not. So just because he's not flashing right now doesn't mean he's not doing a good job. That means that everybody else is doing their job whenever they're open mm-hmm. to do that.
You know who's good? Deshaun Elliott.
Yeah.
We've been all over that.
Yep.
All over that. We said this was the move of the offseason that's totally going to go under the radar. Like, day one, like, hey, you want a guy who can make plays next to your big-time playmaker? That's the dude right there. 9 tackles, 1 TFL in the game. Had an interception the week before. And I thought, again, Dante Jackson, I haven't seen the PFF grade, but Dante Jackson blew up a play for a TFL where he gets off a block and it looks like it's about to go around the outside for a decent gain. Oh, man, I did not know.
I didn't know he had that.
I did not know about your game, Dante Jackson. My apologies for that. I was not familiar with your game. And that's what gives me so much hope, man, with this defense is they, and I brought this up, but they were 6th in the league in points against last year, and now you add a legitimate number 2 corner. Joey Porter Jr. looks like he's grown up into that legitimate number 1 role. You have a legitimate number 2 strong safety for you in Deshaun Elliott. You have a third pass rusher you can count on in Nick Herbig to rotate in there. I feel like they've got more depth on the defensive line because Larry Ogunjobi has actually played well through 2 games. They were dominant against Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
And Atlanta walked up in that trap in Philadelphia, which is a tough place to play. And that offense moved the ball in that final drive, man.
Quick.
They did. Like, they go down the field, they score a touchdown. Like, that's not Kirk historically, and that's not that place historically
mm-hmm.
where you walk in there and get that done. So really impressive what the Steelers did in week 1. All right. There's a big elephant in the room, and it's Broderick Jones at right tackle, or maybe it's Broderick Jones on the bench. We will talk to our guy Trey Essex, offensive line expert, about this coming up next. This Steelers defense talk presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile. You can get tons of benefits. Still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at tmobile.com/switch. And right now, fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. 2024 Chevy Silverado 1500, 1.9% financing up to 36 months with approved credit through JM Financial. Full terms at sunchevy.com.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.